Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Unanonymously Anonymous. As I'm here, my heart is like bing bing because I know there are people who are going to come with forks and pitch sticks and those torch lit with fire, and they're going to be like, hey, you, this girl, so you did this, but I want to say I am sorry, but you know how we say sorry so much and then it doesn't even mean anything, but for what it is worth, I am sorry. And see, I just woke up from sleep, TMI, sir. But I decided, I'm like, hey, Jesus, you haven't recorded a podcast. And I'm like, hey, I'm still running, looking for a quiet place, which, by the way, is extremely hard. I had to look for a quiet place. And I'm like, no, you have been starving these people too much. I shan't do that again. I shall not do that again. So I am really sorry, like, for the long delay in everything. I'm going to explain to you before you beat me up. I'm going to explain to you. But I am really sorry, like, for the long delay. I haven't dropped a podcast. And it's unfair on my part. Do you get? But, like, jokes aside, funny accents aside, I didn't mean to, but then, sorry, it just kind of happened. So, I'm not going to be releasing, like, a banger, hot, juicy topic today. I'm just going to be updating you. My life, like, this as you strike, how am I holding up? And, you know the amazing part is that some people still do check up on me. How are you doing? When's the next podcast? Well, I'll fill you up on what has been happening. So, you know, as you called off, is on strike. If I say called off, may they call off strike in Jesus' name. But, you know, as they are on strike. At first, I think it was February 14th, they wanted to go on strike. And that period in school, I was really, really stressed. So I'm like, baby girl just needs like 2 weeks of rest to glow back, to relax and all. But the 2 weeks passed. They said they're adding another 2 weeks. I'm like, Mogbe, what did I sign up for? Because I just really needed like small time to just rest and all. And then they're extending it. 1 month has passed. They extended it, kept extending. And this is like the 7th month. I'm going insane. Insane is the word. Well, not exactly insane, like not running mad and walking on the street, picking paper and shouting, hey, hey, hey. But you get like, I am literally at my limits. Like, even if they stay another month, I'll still be here saying I'm at my limit. But you get like how there's a sort of frustration that has set in. Well, I came home because, you know, my mom is like, hey, school, you want to stay in school alone? Hey, this, you know how mothers are. Okay. And I like to think I am the favorite child. Of course, I am the favorite child. So that aside, and then I came home. I have been home. I went to Vini just for like few things, but I have basically been home. What have you been doing? Vino, what have you been doing at home? I am a full-time housewife. Unmarried housewife, actually. Because then I have school runs. I have to wake up early. I have to do dishes. I have to cook. I am literally a full-time housewife. And you know what? Respect to those full-time housewives there. Because I'm not even getting paid. If I was getting paid, I would still be complaining about being a full-time housewife. Unmarried housewife, but then I am not getting paid, and like I just feel so much stress. And there's one thing about kids, like it is not easy to take care of kids. It's often worse with adults, cause you can talk to kids and be like, oh, I will beat you. You can shout, but I don't do that often. I don't shout often, but you can shout. You can and be like, see, get out of here. Don't try this again. But with adults, who do you want to tell? Come get out of it. Like, which adults, like which brother and sister do you want to tell get out of here? So it is an unprepared mentally and physically challenging thing, because never in my life did I expect I'll be at home 7 months doing full-time unmarried housewife duty. So future husband, like, if you are there, just know that this babe's marital CV is a banger. Because then you have, like, someone, I have 7 months. Okay, it's not 7 months because I've been doing this thing, but, like, 7 straight up months of doing housewife duties. So just know, this babe's CV, this is a banger. Well, jokes aside, I have been doing this thing. I was so happy. I think for their holiday, I was the most excited because I just knew, school runs is out of it. But then you have, like, these kids, like, they are looking at you. You're looking at them. You're looking at them doing the disaster every day. And you're just like, what is this? Exactly. So that's how it is. Well, basically, housewife duties are underrated. You cook, you clean, you wash, I don't bathe them because they are pretty big, so I do not bathe them. But then kids are always going to be kids, so you have to sometimes shout. And see the sweet voice I'm using to shout now. You have to shout at them sometimes, and basically, but I have been having, I'm a routine type of person, and I love school. I love school. I think I love school because of the work it brings to me. And I am a routine type of person. So I have a fixed routine in school, like, which I have fallen in love with so much. Sometimes it's stressful, but yeah, I have fallen in love with that routine. I am a routine type of person. Oh, okay, I have a daily plan. I plan everything. Oh, this is fixed. This is consistent every single day. But then this track just scatters me like, psh, 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 scattered every single thing. And I am just looking like, sometimes not so recent because I have learned to balance myself, but I will just look and I will just space out because I don't even know what's happening. Like, I don't know the next routine. I know how it is. You'll just be like, okay, I will do this thing today. And then my mom will just be like, oh, let's go to market. But I didn't plan the market. Like, don't do that. I should be like, oh, drive me to this place. Come on, I didn't plan this thing. Don't do that. And it drives me nuts. And I'm like, oh God, what is happening to my routine? Although I talked to someone and he's like, oh, don't be a routine kind of person, but I'm still stuck on my ways. I'm still stuck on being a routine type of person. I am still stuck on that. Well, I have been finding it hard to balance my life and balance, like, it's so hard to, from being a routine person to being an unroutine person. So I have found a way to mix both of them, where I have permitted myself to have, like, these impromptu things, but then I'm also fixed on my routine, you get. So yeah, the balance has been good. So let me give you in hot juicy depth of the routine and the acid strike and all. So good things that has happened to me. I have been more focused on my business, which is kind of bad, but it is extremely good. It's bad because then I see the flaws and I see, like, the baby steps and the slow processes, and there's no school work to take my mind out of it. So I'm focused. I'm like, oh my God. And I'm this kind of life is supposed to be a bed of roses kind of person. I have learned, I know it is not supposed to be, but every time it hits me with those thorns, I'm like, ouch, life is supposed to be a bed of roses for me. But well, I have seen, like, more. You see, I have seen more to the bad. The English is not, English right now, so I'm going to come back to this. But basically, my business is at its baby steps. If you don't know, it's V's Event. It's an event planning brand where we aim to ease the stress off you when it comes to an event. And then we just want you to be a guest at your event. I am shamefully selling myself out with no remorse. Yes, I will shamefully plug my business out because that's what's going to foot my bills. So I will do that. Well, that's okay. Not that aside, we'll still talk about it. So I have spent money. Like, where the money is coming from?
only Baba, but like only Elijah Marie knows that. But I have spent money, I have done business classes, and each class, you know, you learn a new thing. Yeah, so each class, yeah, I learn a new thing, applies to my business. Unwillingly, my brain tells me I'm supposed to, it's going to be like magic. I'm supposed to be like, oh, boom, kaboom, this. But then I know it is baby steps. Well, I got myself a business card, which I am so excited about. Like, it was really, really, it is really beautiful. It is aesthetically pleasing. Yes, that's the word my brother is always using. It is really pleasing. And I feel it's like a step. And, oh my God. She said I wanted a quiet place. So I'm sorry if you heard that horn honk. I don't know why it's honking. But I'm sorry if you heard that. So it is pleasing. And then I feel like when I tell someone, they're going to be like, ah, that's big. So I'm going to celebrate my little win. Like, that's a big thing. That's a good thing. So I did good in that area. I got myself a business card. I was able to, like, reach out to more people. Well, that's the good thing Strike has done for me. Oh, and also, like, I think I have had time to, like, attend more classes. I have had time to read more, to do a whole lot of researches that school isn't going to allow me to do. And do you know that premium rest I told you I was looking for? Well, this rest is over premium, of course. it is definitely over premium, Sha. I know, by the way, I know, like, there's a whole lot of me's out there that this strike is taking a toll on. And you know what? We are going to be fine. Yeah, we're going to be fine. We are going to be good. The days are going to smile on us eventually. And I just want you to, like, be strong. I know there's a whole lot of people out there who, there's a whole lot of students, let me specify, out there who school is that's it for them. You want 9 to 5s, you can't get it without school. So, no, the days are going to smile. There's light at the end of the tunnel. And if I get to the end of the tunnel before you, I'm going to carry the light to come and meet you at the middle or at the beginning, because you're not going to face the stress. But whichever way, I just want you to know that, oh, whatever you're doing good, yeah. You're doing your best, yeah. This is just the rainy. There are going to be better days ahead. I should have composed a motivational speech before blabbing all these things. But from the bottom of my heart, like, you're doing good. You're doing amazing for your pace. Better days, like, better days are coming ahead. I am dragging those better days back. Like, I'm dragging them to come and meet you. You guys, so all is going to be fine. As a strike has, it has taken a toll on me mental. Oh my God, why is this person honking? After this, I'm going to fight the person, because you do not honk. You do not interrupt me when I'm feeding you, Paul. Like, you don't do that. Well, I'm not going to meet the person. I'm not that kind of aggressive. But, oh my God. I was about to end this podcast. I just dropped the motivation. And then I just remember, like, ah. You know, I do drive. So, driving has a way of expressing you. So, those, I think, is the asshole anger that I release on drivers. Like, that asshole anger is what I release on drivers. And then, see, there are, everybody's a weary on that road. And me too, I am a bigger weary. You get. So there's this anger. Like, men want to do this thing where they're going to intimidate you and be like, oh, because you're a woman. Don't tell me, like, because you're a woman, you want to come and beat me, you want to come and form boss for me, be chesting for me and all those things. Like, I do not like it, so I'm going to, like, hey, how dare you? And I will talk, but I'll make sure I'm going to have the last word. I probably go home shaking your head, and you'll be like, ah, if you're married, you'll be like, I'm my wife. See what happened. See what this girl did. Well, but it is not nice that men want to, like, you want to bully someone because you see that, oh, okay, this is a young lady driving. Like, it is not nice at all, right? It really pisses me off. So if you see me on the road and you do that, just now I'm going to finish. I won't finish you, since I'm a calm person, but I'm going to talk about, that is how, let me give you this gist. That is how this man, I was coming from a market with my mom. My mom, based on Oga levels, is sitting at the other side. And then I was coming from my car, I was supposed to turn. And this guy, he was doing a wrong thing, only for him to be shouting at me. And I shouted back because we're probably not over hearing ourselves, but it's just like gestures and all. And I, you know, I shouted back, like, why will you be shouting at me? You're doing the wrong thing. And then you're shouting at me. You want to claim right for who? It's definitely not for this worry girl. So he talk. And then he then did like a fist thing and did like he was pulling. He wanted to remove his seatbelt. So me, I'm like, come on, bring it on. Because I had an umbrella by my side. If he had brought those fists to my face, my guy, like, you would have seen Instablog carrying how Vino disarranged and dismantled a man's fist. Because who are you bringing your fists for? Like, is it me? Me? Like, it was just... And the guy sat down. What part of this is that there was a lady sitting? So if that is your guy, that is your father, that is your brother, you cannot be like, oh no, sit, you are wrong. She was just sitting. I would have used the umbrella to flog both the man, and I would have disarranged his finger, his knuckles, but his knuckles he was showing me. And then I would have flogged her on her buttocks like 2 times. Because next time he's doing a bad thing, you're going to tell him, oh, you're doing a bad thing. And then you're going to caution him. Because who are you bringing? You're going shouting at me. Me. A whole me. Like, do you know who I am? Why are you shouting at me? Do you not shout at me? Well, that's basically the gist. But just know I would have injured. He's the man I'm in. I would have beat him so badly that while she's massaging her buttocks because I flogged her butt with the umbrella, she would have also been massaging him. I'm telling him, oh, though, you should have done this. You know, there are some ways that are driving. Anyway, that's what happened. So it's just me giving you updates because I have been ghost for since forever, and from the bottom of my heart is really deep, and I'm telling you that from the bottom of my heart, I am really sorry. I didn't mean to go stupid. I have been basically trying to find balance, which I have found in a way, but no baby steps. I'm still going with the balance and all. So I have found balance, which means I am going to be dropping like banger, hot episodes on my podcast for you. I just start to update you. Let me not just come on there and be like, hey guys, welcome back. Today we're talking about... People will be like, who is this? Where is this one coming from? Who is this? So I just started to update you. Remember to follow me on Twitter. Let's interact on Twitter. On Twitter, it's a glass of vino with 2 underscore, a glass of vino _. On Instagram, it is a glass of vino with an _. So, you know, interact with me, talk to me, tell me, how has ASUS strike been treating you? And what's your take on this strike? By the way, my take on this strike, I feel you're owing someone, federal government, you're owing someone. Why don't you pay? Why all this plenty stress? Why telling courts to order? ASUS should literally flog those judges in court, because you will not order me for, it's like you not paying me, and then you're saying, oh yeah, you must do this, you must. No, now we are owing them. Pay them, let's go back to school. If by mistake they force lecturers to come back to school, then I won't go to school immediately, because then I know, like, the anger, how do you not pay for 7 months? Like, the anger lecturers are going to unleash on us, which I am definitely not ready for. So the anger, and federal government, come on, just pay them. You have been spending so many billion naira's on unworthy and useless things. So what is bad if you spend it on something this useful? So do not forget, share with your friends. Follow me on Twitter, a glass of vino with 2 underscores. Follow me on Instagram, a glass of vino _. And just prepare yourself, because I'm going to drop banger episodes. Bye.